Today's shiur is being sponsored by Michael Rosen, Zecher Nishmas Bracha, Bas Yosef of HaShalom. Right. Last 2 weeks we were talking about Mechusa Amona. This week we're going to talk about giving matanas. If you promise someone to give a matana, and then you back off, can you back off or not? If you're allowed to, when can you? Mechada says, in Choshe Mishpat Sim Reish Dalet Sifches, Chei Misha Oymer Chaveroi, Litin Loi Matana, Venosa Nareza Mechusa Amona. If someone tells his friend he's going to give him Matana, and he doesn't give at the end, it's Sim Mechusa Amona. Medra Amur, what is someone talking about? Matana Moetis. Shreisam Chodaita Shom Kabo Shem Avtichai. It's a small matana, so the Kabo, Sam Chodaita, he's going to get it. Therefore, if he doesn't give it to him, he's either Issam or Chusam Mana. However, a Matana, Meruba, but let's say it's Matana, a large Matana, Ein by Chasar and Amana. Why? Ein by Chusam Mana. Why Chasar and Amana should be like him and Zesh, eat him like Dvarim Eilu? Because he felt he's just joking, he's not serious. He's not going to give it to him. Ad Sheik Nice Dvarim. Unless when he gives it to him, he makes the proper kinyanim, then it's his. When Tova just says words alone that he's going to give it to him, he doesn't believe he's going to give it to him. He promises to give him a large sum of money or a big matana, whatever it is. As long as he doesn't trust it, he doesn't believe him, until Mamish, he gives over to his hand and he's kinyan with the kinyanim that belongs to him. Rabbeinu Yonah in Shai Tshuva, in Shai Gimel, Ice Kufpe Gimel says, If someone tells his friend, I'm going to give you a matana mu'etes, he did mention a lashon of avtacha, the person promises his friend he's going to give him a matana mu'etes, then even doesn't mention a lashon of avtacha, says a ben yena, still does isra mechus amana. But let's say it's a matana meruba, it's more to even chatzchila to change your mind. Why? Because the makabo doesn't have any smichas adas that he's going to get it. That he's really going to give it. He's maybe joking, not serious. There has to be tshuva and piyitzchak from Yitzchak Petterberg and Chelkav Simnon Aleph. He says, Asmidis chasides, e matana meruba, a person, Shemekayim, what he says. So he says, and give him a large present. He should be kind what he says. That means chassidus. But Mika din, you don't have to. The Shulchan Acharav in Hilchas Mechira Sivbeis says like this. It's also lechatzchila to maftiach to give matan meruba. If when he's saying it, he has never asked to give it. He never even meant to say it. He's just saying he's giving a large matana, but he never in his mind, he never has mind to give it to him. This is the lashon of the Shulchan Acharav. When he says he's going to give it, he has to mean it honestly. That he's going to give it. Because if he says it, but he doesn't mean it, then it's echad peh vechad alay, which is osmin atayah, shenema, efet tzedek v'hin tzedek. Yeah. Matam alay min tzedek, v'hin v'chval efa, just as the scales, is a small scale and a big scale. So why does Torah say mention both of them? Ele shehei hein shalach tzedek v'lash lo tzedek. When you say yes, you're going to do it, you have to be honest. You say no, you have to be honest. If not, then you're either issa d'raisa. And emesis issa doesn't make difference in matam merub tam anetes. So because he sees clearly from Shulchan Acharav that if he thinks when he says he's going to give him a large matana, even though and he doesn't have a mind, we don't mean it. He's ever ism natera. Not only he's not ever ism chusamana because matan meruba. You're not no chusamana. But still, he's ever ism the raisa of him tzedek. That's the shita of the Shulchan Acharav. However, the children Dimi Markiel in Chelek Vav Sim Nun Dalet, he says my matan meruba. It's under the mocha. The person is not going with daitai. The behech lets it give. So Mela, he's not according to him. You're not over any issa whatsoever. No, it's the answer of Shulchan Acharav. However, the mashmois, our paiskim, are like the Shulchan Acharav. that if giving, if his kavan tchila, he's gonna give it. Then he's over Issa. If his kavan tchila was hochet not to give it, then he's over Issa natayra. But let's say in the beginning he's mesupik, I might give it. I'd like to give it. I'm sure if I'm gonna give it or not. Then vada in arayv and Issa, because at that time he's not echa pev echa b'leiv. And Pasha coined to everybody, if he's Meftiach Vadai, even though he's Ivan Issa the Raisa according to Shulchan Arav, but still he's not Mechuyif to give it. It's only Aftacha. He's Ivan Issa. He's only Aftacha of Matan Ruba, which is not Mechuyif, if he didn't the kind of Aftacha. He might be Ivan Issa. He's Ivan Issa. But to give it, he's not Mechuyif to give it, because no Kinyanim were made. What? Let me just finish one thing, and then I'll take questions. What's called Matan Mu'etis, and what's called Matan Meruba? What is called Matan Mu'etis and Matan Meruba? We're all talking about Matan Meruba. What are we talking about over here? So it's Mitzvah, and Bamatsiyah, Memtes, and Ma'av, this is his Lashon. Leitzparish, Kamihi, Matan Mu'etis. Ba'akal, Lefi, Ma'ashu. Depends on each situation. What does it mean to say? It's telling each person. If the guy's a wealthy person, so by him, $10,000 could be double more. By yen, it could be a lot of money. For ish ani or ish beini, it could be matan ruba. So it depends on the individual. However, the shaila is the machlek the paiskim. Who do you look? Who do you look at? The one who gives the matana or the receiver? Matana receiver. Like usual, it's a machlekes. The sma in chashem mishpat sim reshman alef sif kandalad. He says he brings down a bush that says he go barza yadasa naisen. What's by him is considered maruba, what's considered maruba. And by him it's matan maruba, then it could be, even though for the guy, a person accepting is a matan maruba, you look at the person's giving. However, the sma, over there in Chosh Mishra argues and says it's talking dasa makabo. And by him, he's a poor person, he's a baini, and he's a ton of muetas, then he cannot change his mind then. You look at the person receiving. There's a tshuva in Mitzel HaChachma, in Chelek Hei, Simen Kuftim Chesek's Beis, he brings out for Shas Shus Ma'avivayel, that's a Kadman, that says a Tole, he holds the Dina, you go bust to the person who's giving it, the one who's giving Matana. So Mela, if he's a rich person, even if the nice in Matana, even to Matana Meruba, it's still considered the Matana Mu'etes, Gabi him. And he can't change his mind. And that's like the Sma B'Shem Alavush. That's the same like that. Now I'll take questions. Yes.
Deal next
week, I give you 10% of the deal. Yeah.
If I win the lottery, I give you 10% of my winnings.
Yeah.
If he doesn't say clean
nether, it's a nether. That's not a nether. Who said? But that's not a nether. If he says everything that comes out of your mouth is a nether,
he says.
No.
If a person doesn't,
he's not. He's
doesn't say clean nether. It's like a nether.
It's like it's not a nether. Maybe like it, it's not another. Okay. Yes. Now it depends how much big the lottery is also. Let's say he won it. It's like last night's lottery.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did anyone win it here?
No.
Okay.
Anybody tell you?
No one won?
$1.3 billion.
So anyway, so 10% of what? And yeah, it's totally the machlekes. You go bust the nice in the Makabo. The one who won the lottery, it could be Isabel, yeah, but you go bust the Makabo. The Ladina we possibly like to go bust the nice in. That's called.
Isn't it totally in both?
Huh?
What is it if one guy means it if the other guy doesn't mean it?
Because the guy who's meaning it seems to me the Lavush is right over here. Because he's the one that's giving the money, you go bust to him.
But the other guy doesn't mean it, so the other guy doesn't expect it.
So what? He has to do it. If he's honestly, by him it's the Dava Mord, he has to keep his word. And by him it's Mechus Amana. Huh? We'll get to that. That's on the list. On the list. Okay.
So if the case that the guy's going to buy a house and he has $10,000 for a deposit.
Yeah.
And the guy's, I'm going to give it to you. And the guy goes to the other place and says, okay, I'm buying this house. And he goes through with it. Yeah. And that would be...
All right, that's the next thing. We're getting now. Bahava. Next.
Be a lot and not be
I can tell you, I don't love, but you're not going to have to have your mom because of that. You know, if you don't want to be over alive, give the money. But I can't force him to give the money even though he's over alive. I can't force him. He should give it. He should give it. You can't force him. Chusamana, we mentioned in the first year. Chusamana, there's an Issa, you call the Rasha, you have an Issa, and so on. You have certain things, but you cannot be chayv a moment. What about such a case? Interesting Shaila. Someone, Amava, said he's going to lend $10,000 to the Leiva. He lent him $10,000. Then he goes over to the Leiva, the Malva goes over to the Leiva and says, I'm Michael. A 10,000, Matan Uba. I'm Michael, the Chayv. You don't owe me 10,000. And then the Malva changes mind. What a sugar mine. Michael, 10,000 is a lot of money. When he gets home and tells his wife, you know, makes a change his mind. So Matan Uba. Can the Malva be Chayza? Can the Malva be Chayza not? And the Leiva starts to pay. Or maybe, since as soon as he was Michael, it's still like the life was tight at the moment. He has the money already. It's like tight at the moment. And there's a Malva, and Malva can't change his mind anymore, even to Matan Ruba. To Machoikas Apaiskim. There's a Tshuva, Shal Tshuva Divi Malkiel, and Chayagdala Tzimit Kufnun Hei. He says like this, Mechila has a Alacha like Matana. If someone's Michael, it goes to the same categories of giving a matana. That's what he says. So therefore, by matan meruba, a malva b'kichayza, so also, by here also, he also can be, over here also, by a malva, he also can be, the malva can be chayza. The dim malkiel, which he taught, that we mentioned this before, the malkiel says, the chayzvah sim nungimu, the matan meruba is umda, he wasn't going with v'daitai. He wasn't going with v'daitai, so in meila, if he's not going with v'daitai, the din is, that he can, it's nothing. It's not even by Matan Ruba, it's nothing. It can be Chayza. That's the Shita of unless because he wasn't going to give it. However, most Achrayim disagree with the Dimi Malkiel because it says in Chayshim Mishpat Simin Yudbei Sifches Mechila into a Kinyan. If I'm Michael, I don't have to make a Kinyan of giving back and forth. You don't need Kinyan. That's the Lashon Mechaba. So if the Malva says the Leiva is Michael, Vadet's a mechila, and over there the mechaba is not mechalik. If matanu muletes, matanu ruba doesn't make a difference. And the smart speaks out and sifchot halal. The reason why you don't need a kinyan, because the reason is the miat shemachal nistalk and then amaychal. As soon as he says it's yours, amaychal, it's amaychal. He's in the hands of the. It's a stalk. He's no more. He's no more. He's no more bachayv anymore. He doesn't know him anymore. And the same thing speaks out the mechaba and simim meishmanal sivveis. It says the same thing also. Just the Sma over there, Chayshim Mishpah over there is Maisif. The Sma speaks out is Maisif. The Chosah is talking if there's no Shtah Chayv, if there's no Shtah B'yara Malva. But if there's a Shtah B'yara Malva, then the Chila doesn't help. That's the Shita Sma. However, the Shach over there in Simin Yubay, Sivkon Yudayin, says the Chaya, from the Chaba, in Reshman Al Sivbeis, Vaisa is Im Bashtah, it helps the Chila. And the Shach in Reshman Al Sifkondal says, the Sveik in the Dina. How are we paskin? Does if he has a Shtar, does Mechila help or not? The Behetiv in Simon Yudbeis, in Sifkon Yudal, being down at Taz, in Simon Reshman Al, and also Beishmuel, in Chashimish, in Chakas Bechaikik, in Ebenezer, Simon Kufay, that they all paskin Shloik Isma. And same thing, the Aruch HaShulchan, in Reshman Al Sifkon Gimel, he say, also paskin not like the Sma. Even by shtar, even though the Malva still has a shtar, but if he's Michael, the Mechila helps. And you can't change your mind. The Michas Pitam from May Arik in Chayshim Mishpat in Simon Kuf Tzadik Hei Siv Zayin, he says, he brings him Achleikis, if someone's Michael's Chayv, but Terech Deidiba could be Michael or not. So usually Terech Deidiba, the Lachzi could be Chayza. Just there's four things he can't be Chayza on. Kedushin, and other things the Gemara says. However, Zokter Mechas Pitim, he's on some Shitas Hashainim, as Shitas HaFaiskim that hold that Mechila, the Machaikis, even Tachdiyu, he changed his mind. He says, I'm Michael, and all of a sudden he says, Tachdiyu, he says, it's not Michael. What's the reason of Swar of the Shitas hold he can't be Chayza? Because since as soon as the person says, from his mouth. Amaychal, the Zachach Veyim Tachtikim, he's Zachach right away. He's Taifas already. He has it already. So Mela doesn't help. So Mechila does help. So come to our coin to this. Mechila helps. Sai Bashtar, Sai Nadashtar, Sai Ba Maton Maetis, Sai Ba Ton Maruba, and Shachim Tachtikiba, Mechila helps also. I've got the Pisachoshin writes in Hilchos Avor, Pervasiv Konarov, he says, Poshit, any chayv helps mechila. Say chayv avor, say chayv av matan matan, chayv gzeva nizaken. You stole from somebody, and then you say you meichel, or is mazik, you say meichel. Then automatically you don't have to pay back. The shach in chayshem mishpat, and chayshem mishpat siman ayin gimel, and sifkan hay says like this. The machabe speaks out in ayin gimel sifbeis. Hamavas chaveira the kavla is man leparay. Someone lends his friend money, and let's say they decided, he told them he'll pay him back January 1st. Any yachal taiva comes money. Before January 1st, he cannot be tovei the money. You know, if you may have paid January 1st, let's say before January 1st, the shach speaks out in Sifkon Hay that the malva says, you know, you owe me January 1st, paid March 1st. So then it's a dimak mechila. And oh, you don't need a kinyan. And he cannot be Taveya before that man. He doesn't have to pay until the 2 March 1st. And the same thing speaks out, Excise, and Simon Ayin Gimel, and Sifkan Aleph. There's a Tshuva Marashdam that the Achreinim are quote, that someone was Mastiach to lend someone a large amount of money. And let's say, I'll throw an amount, he told him a large amount, $100,000. And he lent them, he Mastiach to lend them $100,000. And now he lent them right now 50. And he says, I'll give you 50 in a month from now. Comes a month from now, he doesn't want to pay, he doesn't want to give him lend another 50. And now he wants to be chayzer from Aftach on the second 50,000. There's no issue since his matan, even though he gave him part already, still it's next sin of matan and maruba. Tavor maruba is like a, still there's no issue mechus amana. And the majdam says even further, that let's say they made it tonight, and Heskim, you lend me $100,000. But if you don't lend me the 100, what you do then, let's say lend me 50, if you don't lend me the 100, you'll lose even the 50. Also, he's allowed to be chayzer ma'aftacha, but over here, it'll be chusar mana. Because since the leiva was semechan, since he made such a deal. Same thing, if they gave him a large loan, and the leiva gives a mashkim, he gives like a CD as a collateral, something as a collateral, and he's semechan, he's going to get the loan, and then he's and then the malva is chayza. Then also there's the issa mechus amana, even though it's havah meruba. Because since he gave a mashki kineged, so he's semich das, and he should not change his mind. Any questions?
Yeah. When the time of the loan to be repaid, he doesn't have the money. You're not allowed to go be surveyed.
Right. It's, yeah.
So and you don't pay anything. It goes on for years.
Yeah.
But you never moichel him.
Yeah.
In other words, so that loan constantly renews itself?
Right, yeah. There's no such thing as you find certain things as statute of limitations.
Right.
A loan, there's no such thing as statute of limitations. There's only a shaila. Eventually, I hope to say a shiur on this, on bankruptcy.
Right.
If a guy goes personally in bankruptcy, is he part of all of his avoyas, they owe his private loans. So shiur by itself, eventually, I hope to talk about it. No such thing. No such thing as statutation by a loan. You don't find that in Shulchan Aruch at all. Bankruptcy is a whole machlokes. You say din machutzadina. If someone owes money and claims bankrupt, you have to pay that. It's a big machlokes in the paiskim, and it's not time now to go into it. Alright, next case. If someone by Mechira, let's write by Mechira. Ermeicha was maftiyat to lakeach. He'll send it, I'm selling you this on a cheaper price. You know, blow the market price. Or the other way around. The keich tells the meicha, I want to buy this for you, and I'll pay top dollar, even more than the market price. And now, either one wants to change their mind. Is it still like matana maruba or matana muetas by mechira? So it's a machlokes in the Rishonim. The prices in Bamatia, daf mem tes, samar aleph. Says by Mechira, the person is masking to pay by Mechira. If the keich is masking to pay any price what it is, and after the pricing went higher, still is sin matanim etzes, Taisa says, and you're not, and you can't be chayzi. If you are chayza, you have itzam mechus amana. That's shita Taisa in Bamatia. However, the shita, the Talmid HaRashba, the shita mekabetzes there, brings down from Talmid HaRashba, that argue and say that even only if it wasn't siyaka hava, you know, they agreed to a price, but the price didn't go up higher. But siyaka hava is still like matanim. They're still like if it wasn't siyaka hava, it's still like matanim etes. They can't change his mind. But if the price went up real high, and it's then like matanim ruva, and he can mechayzer like trey tari. We spoke about last week that the price if it goes up, you could change it. We hope you could change your mind then. Ladina, so it's machoikas nishainim. Ladina, there's a tshuva and divim al-kiyel in Chedekvah, Simnu and Dalet, that says, la'aylam, the mecha always, when it comes to selling, is always simma atonimu etes. So if you maftiach, and he changes his mind, then the isma machus amani, even the price went up very high, so then the mecha can't change his mind. If the price went down very low, the mecha can't change his mind. Same thing speaks out of Moshe in the Dibbis Moshe. In Dibbis Moshe, Bamatzia, Simnon Dalet, Her, Mem Gimel, he says that by Mecha, Vadai, the Mischavin, the Mecha, Kea Mischavin, to the kind of Mechach. That's the Derech Olam. That's how you do business. You agree to price and you pay it no matter what. After you do business, you do Masa Matan, you give and take and so on until you come to a price, you agree it. If you're Machlik on the price, you do whatever the price is. So even if the price goes high, it goes lower, it's still like Matanim Etes, and Moshe says you can't be Chayza. And if you're Chayza, you're either Issa or Mechus Amana. Right. Another case, which is negated to many, many people. Parents promised children on the Bar Mitzvah, Ketanim. They promised Ketanim that to give Matana. Afikamen, the child asks, he wants this and this. And if Rafi Kremi wants a bicycle, or he wants a car, today they want a Tesla car, and if not, he's giving back to Rafi Kremi. So you tell him, listen, Tesla car, sure, I'll get it to you. Well, how much I'll get it for you? So, you must ask the carton if you have to keep your word or not. Or anything else. If you tell the carton, you have to, what's the Shaila? Why yes, why not? Because there are paiskim that hold that when you, whatever you must ask the carton, it's like Shloi Befonav. And there's no Yisrochus Amana. It's a child under Bar Mitzvah. There's no Yisrochus Amana. Or maybe there is a Yisrochus Amana. It's a Shaila. So the Machlokes HaPoskim. There's a Tshuva in Simas Chaim from a Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld in Chelek Beis Simnayim Tes. He writes like this. He was asked a Shaila. The Gemara in Sukkah says in Daf Mem Vav Beis, the famous Gemara in Sukkah Daf Mem Vav Beis, a person should tell a child that I'm giving you something and not give him. Why? You teach him sheker. You tell him, you see, your father's a role model, and he says, the father says he's going to do this, he doesn't keep it. So the Issa, you teach him sheker. So they asked him, Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, what do you have to come on to teach him sheker? The reason it's since the matanim were at this, there shouldn't be isim chus amana. So he answered like this. This is what Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld answered. He says that gemara, that thing was isim chus amana, is only talking by a gadol or by a katan. It's still actually like fun of, and talking by child is not shaykh chus amana. That's what Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld answered Simas Chaim. However, the miches pitim in Choshev Mishpat and Simrei Dal Sivches being down from a Kehilas Yaakov El Gazi, one of Svanisha, that says that Raftiach to a Katan, you now will change your mind. And there's a strong raya to this Kehilas Yaakov from a Taz. The Taz in Choshev Mishpat and Reish Mentes Sifalov. Their advice is called from the Taz. He holds like the Kehilas Yaakov El Gazi and not like the Simas Chaim, not like Yitzchak Zonnefeld. Why? Mechaber says, if someone says, I'm going to give my tonu etes to a friend, the chosabai, I raise him mechus amana. It's mechus amana. So Taz brings down over there, quotes the Gemara in Sukkah, the lema inish le yinuka, yin lach midu lo yavlai. A person shouldn't tell a child something and not keep your word. As the mashma from the Taz, that he learned the same halacha, the mechaber, is going on a katan also. I, the Simas Chayim, has the kasha for the Gemara Sukkah. What do you do the Gemara Sukkah? What do you need the Gemara Sukkah for? He said that this mechusana katan, what do you need the Gemara Sukkah? So he says he can say the Gemara Sukkah is talking where there's no way to say it's kachayza. Moshe Matan Meruba. Matan Meruba, there's no way to say there's no way to say chusamana. Well, however, even if he changes his mind, there's no way to chusamana. However, a father should not teach his son to say sheker. Or a second thing, it's on the chitari. The price went up, jumped up a lot. So also, there's no way to chusamana. But if you tell the child, you're giving it to him, even though the price changes, not to teach him sheker, you have to keep your word. That's what the Achronim say. There's a tshuva on Mishpatei Chayim in Chelek Aleph Simen Vav. He says even further, and he says Rav Zera. Rav Zera is the one who says a person should not teach a lema leinish leinuka. So Rav Zera is saying a bichish. Even if the asked the son to be meichel matana, he promised the son a large matana, and the son is meichel. So he's meichel. We mentioned in the past. There's no sechus amana. Since he's Meichel, it says in Shulchan Aruch clearly, Reish Lam Hesed Gimel, by Katan Shinoz Yidei Masa Matam, he has Alochas or Godel. And the Be'agro speaks out there in Reish Lam Hesed Contest that Mechila of a Katan is Mechila. As long as he understands, he's a badass, he understands what's going on, his Mechila is a Mechila. Like Kivur Belchadis of Gimel, that's the Doshan Agra. So Zer comes to tell you that even a Mechila Katan is a Mechila. Still, and there's no mechus amana, but still, once you promise a child, limdo shaynam dava sheker. You teach him saying mishagot to teach him say sheker. So you know something that the son is meichel, but since you promised you do it, you should keep your word. So it comes out ladina that someone, one of the parents, mafteach amatana, mashal afikaimim, and they ask a large amount, even though there's no mechus amana, but still, you have to keep your word. You shouldn't teach him sheker. But let's say, so now we'll go, we'll just sum it up and then I'll take questions. If let's say, he's maftir ha-katan, matan mu'etis, traffic kaimim. No, yes, it's a car, it's a small thing, doesn't cost much. So, there's a machlaikis between Simas Chayim and the Taz of Chayshim Mishpat. And the Kils Yaakov, the Issa b'chus amana, if you don't keep your word. And then it's better to be machna. However, kuyama, that you have to keep your word out for a different reason, because you shouldn't teach a cotton sheker. And the Sefer Mishnah Chayim speaks out, but let's say you learn them katana, let's say real small children, like 3-4 year olds, you know, they're buying me, they want something, buy me daddy, buy me this, you know what I mean, going to the store, so they say I'll get it to you later and so on, you know, keep your word. So then in such a case there's no risk at all. But that you tell children, these children you give them, that's only just to keep them quiet and get you off your back. But if they're very come called us already, then certainly you have to train him, you have to keep what you say, so you should not learn to say sheker.
If you said about a cotton with Michael, what about the mice with the siphon with the bar mitzvah buffer?
I had the same kasha. When I saw, what's the famous story of Michael? He waited till his bar mitzvah, when he's a Mariah kid. Then he wanted the Michael. It could be maybe by Bush is different than the Mormon. It could be. I don't know. The mitzvah type was like this. The there was a kid in Bay Brock that it was up, was playing around in the shul over there. So Stiper said something to him that was invited the kid, and he asked the kid to be Meichel. And then by the kid's bar mitzvah, he didn't invite the Stiper for mitzvah. Stiper came into the bar mitzvah. And what are you doing? He says, I came to ask Mechila. I waited till you're 13 and came to ask the Mechila that I was invited you. Alright.
He thought he was learning.
I was going to daven. Okay, whatever it was. I don't remember the case. Yeah.
Mechutzer Amona and Sheker are two different things.
Right.
Amona is the guy that means it. Sheker is when you mean about a Chilu.
Right, yeah.
And when the Gemara says over there that you shouldn't promise and not true because of the teaching Sheker, is the Gemara talking, when you say, at the Kasha, when you come out to Sheker, it's Mechutzer Amona. There's two different cases. One is Sheker and one is Mechutzer Amona. If you say
Mechutzer Amona,
that also you'll be
good.
Is that what
I hear? Good kasha. Right.
Is there such an opinion that if you found something so outrageous, there's no way you could ever do it? And everyone knows you can never do it.
What's a child?
in general.
So then it's matanu muba. Matanu muba is not outrageous. Matanu muba. Then we know you don't mean it. So then it's not. Then the, you could change your mind. You don't have to do it.
Right. So in school, when they have these bracha contests, they learn lots by heart, and you get prizes. School cannot back out.
You talking about children?
Right.
They cannot back out. No, they cannot back out. Linda Shanim Sheka. Okay. It's not that good. The teaching shek is not only your own child, other children also. Forget it. School is chinach. School for sure should keep their word. They're out there to mechanach you. Mechanach in everything. Not just ask your teacher black gemara, the teacher meet us also.
Alright.
Shouldn't be signing. He does it, chayv. He's signing something else. If he says, I'll pay back, I'll be an Arab, then maybe he can back out. Matan Meruba, not. But once you sign something, you're stuck.
Even if it's Matan
Meruba. Once you sign something, that's it. Well, he could go, you go after Zuchasim. He has a house, he has a car. Yeah, technically go after him. Legally, you can go after him.
Right.
We're talking about sometimes you can back off. But when a child, you can't back off. Once you give him a word, you have to keep the word out.
Right. So that's what I'm trying to say. Chinuch for what? Because when he's above, you're not going to keep it anyway.
That doesn't make a difference. Children, you have to mechanach the right way. What does later on is not our issue.
No, but Rabbi, first, I'm not explaining myself. If you mechanach him not to be shaker, that's fine. But
it doesn't make a difference when you're dealing with a cotton, you have to deal with him. They shouldn't say shaker. That's it. Doesn't matter.
But you can.
What about is maftiach an ani, a poor person? I'm going to give you this and this amount of money. Is there a difference between matan umetz and matan ruba or not? The mechaber says in Chashimishbet and Simon Reish Mem Gimel Siv Beis and so on, Maftiach to give to an ani, you cannot be chayzer. And the Sma says, why is it different a ani? So the Sma speaks out in Sif Katan Hey, it's not because of Chus Amona, because there's a chilti matanu murata some tanu ruba. So ani is the dineda. By saying you give money to ani, it's the dineda. And Mela, you can't, there's no chilti matan ma'atas matan ruba, you have to keep your word. In fact, the Machna Ephraim, in Hilchos Tzedakah of Siman Zayin, he brings the machlekes, Marash Yofa and Radvaz. If someone's menada to give to Reuven the ani, and if you're allowed to change your mind and give it to a second ani, so Marash Yofa says you're allowed to change, give it to another ani. However, Radvaz argues and says you're allowed to mishana and give it to the nani, and that you cannot give it to a second nani, and the machna fraim paskins like to advise that the din is that you cannot mishana. However, there's a tshuva on Piyitzchak. Piyitzchak says in Chelek Aleph Simnon Aleph, he says even Kolim Rashi Yofa, you're allowed to change your mind and give it to a second nani. However, if you do like that, Ya'ev Issa of Mechus Amana. Rav Chanan Vasserman, in back of Kavitz Aris, an old Kavitz Aris, in Perek Bey, Sif Katan Vav, he asks a kasha like this. By cotton, what has to do with this sugya over here? By cotton, what do you need the time that he can't change, you can't change your mind? Because, Lam Neshoyne Sheker, because you shouldn't train him to say Sheker. Let's say the reason why. A cotton is ani. Yes. According to a saying over here, a cotton that an ani, once you say it, you have to give it. So every child is an ani. Any child is considered an ani. So every child is considered an ani. So it's also to be chayza, because never it's stucker. It's never it's stucker. So if I promise I'm going to tell my child, the other child, that I'm going to do this, the child's ani. He doesn't have any money. So in Mela, it's like giving money to an ani. I can't be changed my mind. That's what Chana is the kasha. So Rechonin gives the tenets like this. It's talking where Katan was Yashin Yerusha. Yashin Yerusha. So he has money. So it's not money. That's what it's talking about. So if I say Stamazoi, Stamazoi, if it wouldn't be a Stamazoi, Rebbe Kotman didn't get a Yerusha yet. Yes, parents alive, grandparents alive, and so on. There's not, then Taka, Kotav Chanam, I say that his Pamazoi, this should help. However, the Stifler, in Kiyos Yankov, Makutu, Cherubei, Simon Hay, he says, a Kotman is never considered an Ani. Why? Because parents support him. They were fond of him. Parents, who says you have to have $200 in the bank? They have more than $200. You're 20 sitting on you or not. Your parents are taking care from head to toe, take care of them. They give them stunning money, they give them clothing, they give them everything. So since the parents are mafanasim, so even not like boy, even less than 6 years old, they have parents to support, but even if the child is more than 6 years old, still the derech of office and mafanasim, because the more says in school is, if parent only has a chiv to support a child after six. After six, you hear this? After six, you can send all your kids out of home. You're not going to support them. That's what the Gemara says. You send them away. And now you tell you, it's too late. So anyway, that's the Gemara. But however, today, we don't do today. Huh? So anyway, so by a cut, even more than six, when Moshe has a tshuva, he says today, that since al dina machus adina, you mechuyif to take care of your child to a certain age, whether it's 17, 18, whatever it is, until such age, you have mechuyif to al dina machus, you mechuyif to mefanan, al tzchiv ksuva. Because the ksuva says, anoikim eizen, and al dina machus, you mechuyif to mefanan. That's a shmuz by itself. But anyway, so since the parents are supporting him, so the derech is fine, no matter what age he is, he's not ksuva ani, and not mitzuva to mechayim. Huh? What? No, so there's no, he's not yotzim. Even not Yassim, doesn't make a difference. In the Sefer, let me just say one more test and I'll take questions. In the Sefer, Nifswasai in Kal Tes, Sifyat Ches, he says a different test. He's talking, well, what's he talking about? What do you must teach a child? A lollipop. When you teach a child a lollipop, that's not Chiyas Nashay. A child could have a lollipop also. So it's not Bechal Nidit Stoka, but still, you shouldn't change your mind. So therefore, even though it's not like like soccer that you give it to Ani, however, if you promise him a lollipop, then you should give it to him. Mekayim Avtocha, Al Tzlim No Shana Sheker. You shouldn't teach him to say Sheker. So even though there's no chivat to Ani, but still, yeah, still you should. If you're mafteich a child, you should keep your word.
In any case where if you give the father money, would be considered soccer. If you give the kid money, it's also soccer.
Yeah, let's say, give a kid tzedakah, let's say.
The kid goes after the father. If you get a mitzvah tzedakah for giving the father, you get a mitzvah tzedakah for giving the kid.
Shit. Give your own child. There is a. If you, let's say, you marry off children. You marry off children, then in such a case, when you marry off children, then you're not mechuyav to support them anymore. So if you give them money, any support you give them after they're married, the din is it's, you can take off a mitzvah money. I said there are some shittas that hold that the guy made tuition. Once a child gets to the age, he can learn on his own. There's a chashukim like that. Someone has a child, let's say he's 19, 20, he can learn on his own already. You send him to yeshiva today, all yeshivas charge tuition. All yeshiva can do is charge tuition until you're married. So if someone's 22 years old, Lakewood, they charge tuition. Every maestro should charge tuition. So since they can learn on their own, so that money you can take off maestro money. Yeah. Because you're not mechuyav to support, you're not mechuyav to teach him Torah anymore because you can learn on his own. So that money you could take off from Maisa money. So someone pays tuition after a certain age where a boy could learn on his own, that money could take off from Maisa money.
Are your own child you talking?
Your own child. Talk about your own child.
How old is that?
Depends on child. 18, 19, when he could learn on his own.
You're giving, so if you support your kid who's 22 years old,
yeah.
So all that money is sucker?
Yes.
If your kid will give a room and board, even if he doesn't go to a yeshiva,
if he's not working?
He's not working. He's in room and board, so it's all stock. I mean, tuition is all
different. You're not mechuyav to support him, and
it's all
stock. Yeah, right now.
You're not mechuyav.
Huh? There are parents that charge rent. The kids are working, they charge rent. They should charge rent. All right.
Said if I promise one
army,
I can give it to another.
It's Machloikis, we said, yeah.
Is that the same thing by organizations? If I promise a yeshiva and I catch it?
It's another yeshiva. It's a big Machloikis. You're out to Mishana.
All right.
Right, stucca is home achlokes in price. We won't spoke about it. Mishana from one stucca to another stucca.
You get all these envelopes in the mail, and you allocate, let's say, $1,000 for yourself, and you start divvying it up in these envelopes you get every Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
And then another yeshiva or another stuff, whatever, a question will call, you know.
Did the shayla, if a check is considered like you gave me money ready? What is a check? There's a whole shmuz. Eventually, it's on the agenda to talk about check. What is a check?
Right. So once you write a check, is that it?
That's a machlokes. A lot of places can hold that's nothing. It's just write a piece of paper, wrote an IOU, and that's it. Doesn't matter. As long as it's still in my possession. Once they get it, it's one thing. But still in my possession, I send it out. If they didn't get it yet, I can change my mind. All right. What? If you give someone a big loan,
he's promised that you're going to give him a big loan.
Yeah.
So then the car is where you should be. But if it's a mitzvah,
no, only by ani, the din is, yeah, as soon as you said, Fichas at stock, you have to give it right away. But here it's not ani, it's a different halacha.
What about Machshava?
Machshava is 2 days in Ramon, Reshin, and Ches, and Yerdea. Machshava for stock, you can change your mind. Let's say I decide and give this person $1,000. First of all, it's important halacha to know. People don't realize it. Let's say the song comes to shul. He says a Friday speaker, and he starts speaking. His mom is so convincing at the beginning of the drasha. I'm giving this maestro $1,000. As it gets into the drasha, 10 minutes in drasha, maybe $5,000 too much. I'm giving him $500. By the end of the drasha, I want to give him only $50. But I saw about $1,000 in the beginning. So the Aruch HaShulchan, and this is the consensus of all poskim that I saw, HaShulchan says clearly that the only time Machshava, the Shaila, if it's stuck or not, is only the Goyim HaBadaitai. Now, it's not my thought, I'm going to give him such a thing, you can change your mind 100 times. Once I say, I was Goyim HaBadaitai, I'm going to fraud, this is what I'm going to give, then it's Machlokes, it's 2 days in Ramah, if it's such a thing, it's such a stucker, do I have to keep what I thought about or not? Ladina, you have to keep it, but there are many places you hold. You can shine one stucker to another stucker. In other words, I want to give it to stucker A, I want to give it out to stucker B. So it's, since it's machshava, even though you have to give it, but you don't have to give it to this maestro, you give it a different maestro.
Why do you write a check instead of a maestro?
Huh?
Write a check. Why?
Because it's not a deeper. It's not a the shaila is because writing is more than machshava. It's not deep. It's like in between. So I didn't say it. But I had him. But it's more than speaking out. I wrote it down. So that's a big shot in the pie skin.
When you make an aliyah in shul, and they put like paper clips for, you know how they allocate. If you donate $36, so they make a little two paper clips.
To remember.
Is that like a king? Is that like third? You have to give that once the gabbai makes it.
No.
So when you get an aliyah, you don't have to give what you promised.
No, you should give what you promised. But
you have.
It's a tzedakah. Why not?
Well, I want to give it to another show. I promise you $36.
But you spoke it out. You said 36, right?
Right. So
why don't you spoke it out? We're talking about machshava. We're talking about deeper is there. Deeper is a lot worse.
I didn't say you can switch. What's that?
I said machshava. Machshava. If I had in mind, so it's 2 days or more. Deeper is a lot worse. And deeper is machlokes. If I speak it out, then I can shine it to one eye to another on it.
When that's you say matana, mishaka, then you don't have to give whatever you think. But if you just say matana,
right, correct. Right. Another case. The Mechaber says, in Chashimish Mitzvah Mejdal Siftes, Yesh Mishayma, Shem Rabbi Mama, Lada, Mechad, Litein, Lai Matana. And so if a few people get together and they say to one person, we're giving you a sizable amount, the big would say, 10 people get together, and they said they're going to give him $10,000. They give him a matana. Help him make a chasna, whatever it is. If they're, so the Mechaber says, Ein yichayim lazabem. They can't change their mind. I feel like he's matan meruba. Even to matan meruba, they're choif to keep what they say. So the smart speaks out why, and sifkot nidalit, neshebezeh shesamcha daibay lazarama. Rabbim, don't change your mind. And also, another reason he says, neshe'enu megil chachat, it's only double mu'at. Each one, if 10 people say they give $10,000, each one's only giving 1,000. So in such a case, it's considered a matana mu'atas. So the smart learns that there's two reasons here. One reason, The same, since the rabbi is semach da'at, second reason, because each one separate would be matana mu'etas. So it's two reasons. One is the smichas da'at, the rabbi will give matana. Second, it's only one. So what's the nafkimi in both reasons? If the matana will be very big, let's say they're giving him, for each one's give $1,000. For some of them, it's a lot of money. It's a matana ruba. So according to the second reason, they will be about to be chayza from the aftacha. According to the first reason, they can't be chayza. The what? That's a problem. That's a shaila. It's not poshut. I don't know what you do exactly. However, the mishpacholim, the masham says, like the second reason, and the story on the amount of people, and also gaila matana. So therefore, in such a case, that. That you could be chayzer. And now it's the ones who fail. Well, some would be, according to your question, it would be on each person. If the rabbim, each one is the 10 people, some are poor, some are, they can't afford the thousand, some could afford it. It's the tonal matter. It depends on each person if it's for them, the tonal matter or not. If it's for them, the tonal matter, they have to keep the word. And the ones not there, who has the tonal meruba, then they could change their mind. However, No. The one who's promised by him is the autonomous Maruba, he probably could change his mind. But there's a third reason. The Biagra says over there in Sifkat Nir Aleph, it says it's different completely when there's a rabbin. He says by rabbin, Eini Michael Lazar Kumarikata Abisai Simon Kubsama Gimel. Call Dibia, Ein Tzar Kinyan. So he says if there's 10 people saying it, it's like a kahal saying it, and they're not allowed to change their mind. So the Rashi is for him, they can't be mechayzer even, and the matan is chal. And if they change their mind, there are over two to them. One is of mechusar mana, and according to the Gra, and also the Issa of Gezel. Because since the Gezel is like Kinyan Gomer, so therefore it's Gezel if they don't pay up. So the Aruch HaShulchan brings down all three reasons. And says, Tzarchim Medina, what to do exactly? The Pitzchei HaChoshen in Chedekhez Simen Tezvah by Zayin says, from Lashon and Mechaba, he holds like the Shitas HaGor. Because the Mechaba says, Ein Yimchon Lazar. He doesn't say because of Matonu Etes, and not Mechaba, Matonu Etes Aruba. So Vayin says for him, it's a Kinyan, and not Stam Chus HaMana. Ledina, since the Machoshen HaPaiskim, the one who gives the money, can say Kimli, that I hold like the Shitas that I make of, and like the second Shita, that I can't afford it. It's Matonu Aruba. So Mela, if each person who gives it to Matan Ruba, he could be Chayza. Alright, one more case. What happens in a case that someone, Ruben, has a daughter to do Shidduch, and he promises he goes over to Shimon, he meets Shimon, he likes Shimon, you can marry my daughter. He's not Tichim, he can marry his daughter. Now he wants to change his mind. Can he change his mind or not? Is Issa Mechus HaAman or not? So the Shaila came to Yitzhak HaChanan. And Shaila said, she was in Yitzhak. And Chayelik Alf and Ezesim and Beis Sifkot Yigimel. He says, someone says, he'll give his daughter to a wife, calls man, that they did not mefasim, that they got engaged, and didn't make tenayim, he's allowed to be chayzer from his aftacha. Why? Because giving a daughter away for Shidduch is a sin matan meruba. Matan meruba should always be chayzer. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan says. What? I'm telling you, I'm Maisa Shaya. This is a psak. What do you want from me? Tell you all the psak from. Yeah. So he says.
Why would you
think
otherwise?
Huh?
Why would you think otherwise? Your
daughter's not in heaven. Huh? I'd say she's masking. A certain daughter will say, Dad, whatever you say, I'll do. You know, there are daughters like that. Not too many, but there are daughters like that. Okay? All right. So. Why? Because it says in Ibn Ezra, this is what Yitzchak Hanan says. It says in Ibn Ezra, in Kuf Yudalad, Ein Domim Lisha. This is all, Ein Domim Lisha. So, Mele Yirata V'chay from Yaftacha. And same thing, Vice says, from Moshe Nechuga, in Ibn Ezra, Chelakal, Sim Sarek Aleph, the signs of Sim Sim, the whole same like that also. In Sim Yaftacha, and there's no Issa of even the Mashiach, there's no Issa of Chusamon, as long as it wasn't Mephasim, because once you Mephasim already, then you have shaylas from cherems, you have shaylas from busha, and so on.
Don't you have to ask the girl her opinion?
Huh? There's some daughters, there are still some daughters out there that says, Dad, whatever you want. I know a case of Maisa Shaya. I tell you Maisa Shaya by Chassi, he told me. He told me by him. Two Chassidish Maisa, I'll tell you. Two Chassidish Maisa. One guy told me that his father did a shidduch for him. So Shaya says he wants to make up to meet the girl. He should meet the girl. He says, Zayda, it was Zayda. He says, Zayda, if you said it's my shidduch, I don't have to see her. He said, I'll see you under a chuppah. That's one match. He said, no, Afal Pi Kein, you have to see her. The second case was, the guy, Chassan, Chassan himself told me this. Chassan told me he met the Kala once, and they got married a year later. Under the chuppah, he didn't recognize her. Okay? That's what he told me. He didn't recognize her. But this is what the shidduch, this is Mustama was the girl. He said, knows it. Huh? But this box doesn't have these things. Okay. But there are girls that say, listen, if you say this is good for me and so on, check her out and so on, then they get engaged after 2-3 times and that's it. All right. Okay. Shares over.